Well, hello, this is Dr. Cheryl Fraser with a very special invitation for you and your sweetheart to join me this month only, April 13th. I'm offering a free 3-hour workshop on Zoom for you and your sweetheart to reboot your relationship. There'll be a workbook. You'll get to work with me. My husband might do a drive-by. It's going to be a terrific way for you to actually apply some of what you learn here on Sex, Love, and Elephants to your relationships. And yes, give you a chance to hear all about my 3-month program, which is kicking off this year for the only time this year on May 3rd. So make sure you click below, get on the VIP wait list so that you'll be the first to get an invitation to this live and exclusive Zoom workshop with me and some other free content and opportunities to work with me. Ask me your own questions coming up all month long. Now, I am embarking today on a new series of Sex, Love, and Elephant podcasts on the theme of Marriage 911. What's your emergency? So in this series of podcasts, you're going to hear short, intense teachings on some of the biggest pain points couples ever run into, which include being on the edge of divorce, struggling with verbal abuse, recovering or attempting to recover from an affair, feeling simply bored, complacent, and that I love you, dot, 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 but I'm not in love with you anymore feeling, and so many more really difficult pain points. Let's keep it real. I am not a rah-rah kind of teacher. I'm deeply trained, and I know that every relationship, including my own, with my own precious partner, run into some big obstacles. It's who we are and what we do together to surmount those obstacles that I'm addressing this month, a very exciting month where I get to meet a bunch of you live. I can hardly wait. So without further ado, let's move into Marriage 911. What's your emergency? Dr. Cheryl, can I ever get over the pain of an affair? Whew, here we are in Marriage 911, some of the biggest issues couples face. The short answer, and it may surprise some of you watching, is yes. Yes, you can both get over the pain of an affair. Let me give you some ideas and some really important information right now. First of all, what do we mean by an affair? Well, there are sexual affairs where one partner in a chosen monogamous relationship, the two of you are under the assumption together that you're being monogamous, strays outside of that commitment and betrays that trust. Let's break this down into emotional affairs and sexual affairs. They, of course, can come together. But an emotional affair may not sound like a big deal, but those of you that have been involved in one or been harmed by your partner being involved in one knows that it can be a major trust betrayal in its own right. Now, an emotional affair, as the name implies, is where if it's me, let's say I meet someone in the workplace and they have dynamic energy, they're attractive, they're interesting. It turns out they love riding horses, which is a passion of mine I'd like to get back to. And we talk about that. And they're into personal growth and they've read some really amazing books I've read that my partner's not interested in, and et cetera, et cetera. You get the gist. It could be, as it was for a woman I know that had an emotional affair that then became sexual. It was someone she met when they were chaperoning their kids, their grade 6 kids, on a field trip. And they just really enjoyed talking to each other. A friendship bloomed. But it crossed over a line and it becomes an emotional affair when you're sharing intimate hopes and dreams with someone who's not your spouse and your spouse doesn't know about it. This is a really important point. It's fine to have same sex or cross gender or whatever LGBTQ, whoever you love, however you love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this work. You're my peoples, all of you. But if, let's say it's a heterosexual relationship and you're a female, it's fine to have straight male friends, and of course, gay LGBTQ friends, who you share a lot of your intimate information with, your hopes and dreams, things you're worried about, things that aren't going well, maybe even some of the troubles in your own relationship, pink flag there, I'll get back to that one. But where it gets tricky is when your spouse doesn't know about it. It's one thing to go home to your spouse and say, I had the best evening out with my friend Joshua. We talked so much about our lives and what's working and what's not. And I even was sharing with him, you know, how I got so angry with you the other day and I regret it. And your spouse is like, that's great. I love Joshua. So in short then, not very short, an emotional affair involves where you're putting a significant amount of your emotional energy in a relationship with someone that other than your spouse, and your spouse doesn't know about it. There's a trust betrayal there. Sexual affairs, I probably don't need to define those particularly stringently because you all kind of have the gist of it, but that's where I overstep
a sexual or sensual bond away from my partner in a way that they feel harmed by if or when they discover it. That can even be a kiss. Often, of course, it involves sexuality, full sexuality, once or maybe multiple times. I work with another couple who took my Become Passion program. That's the 12-week program where we really work on the three areas of relationship that need strengthening: your communication, your dating and romance, your depth of appreciation and lighting each other up, and yes, your sensual life. And that couple, there was a 2-year affair that one of them engaged in with someone in a different continent and went on a lot of fake business trips to spend time with that person. It was discovered when a private investigator showed up at the betrayed partner's house with a list of names, dates, photographs, and videos. Heartbreaking, unbelievably blew that marriage up. But they had enough faith in each other, enough willingness to work on who they were, that they worked with me in my program. And they moved from completely shattered toward building over time, it took quite a lot of time, a deep emotional trust again. Now, I want to briefly say, when we talk about affairs, it's not just sexual affairs and emotional affairs. Sometimes it's someone with a secret pornography habit that's overtaking their sexuality and their mind, their partner doesn't know about and discovers. It can be financial impropriety, where you take the $10,000 you've saved for your vacation and you gamble it away, or you use it to pay bills without talking to your spouse. I could go on for a very long time, but we'll talk about that in other videos. But for now, your trust has been betrayed. Now I'm going to tilt this a little bit on its side, and some of you may find this a little uncomfortable, and I want to hold that with grace. But in any trust betrayal, in any affair, I'm going to talk about the betrayer, the person who's overstepped the bounds, perhaps me that fell in love with a coworker and crossed lines, and the betrayer betrayed, right? So there's the one who's betrayed and the one who's been betrayed. Now, all the sympathies in our world tend to go with the person who's been cheated on. I loathe that phrase, by the way. It's very pejorative. And that makes a lot of sense. If my trust has been betrayed by you, I am shattered. I am devastated. In fact, the symptoms of post-affair recovery for the person who's been betrayed or cheated on do resemble post-traumatic stress disorder. There can be re-experiencing, flashbacks, obsessing with images of you with that other person, all sorts of hypervigilant paranoia, and it all makes sense. I'm working with a couple right now who just finished the program. We're doing some continuing work on those things right now for the betrayed person. But there are very few sympathies in the world for the person that betrayed. Well, you're in the right place. If you're like half of the population in an affair where you're the one who stepped outside your better self, you're the one who betrayed your integrity and you betrayed a promise, you're a human being. Love the sinner, hate the sin is a phrase from the Christian faith. From the Buddhist faith, we all have greed, hatred, and delusion. We all mess up. We all are, as my dear friend used to say, bozos on this bus. I'm not excusing our bad behavior. None of us should excuse our bad behavior. But I want to give you all the love and all the empathy, because I've worked with so many men and women, gay and straight, and some trans persons who have been the one who betrayed and who are absolutely gut-wrenchingly devastated that they've hurt their spouse. So that's a little bit of a vast topic. We cover more in deeper teachings. And by the way, ooh, I'm so excited. This Saturday, I'm going to be joining a lot of you. A lot of you have already signed up on the VIP waitlist to get into this. We'll send you your link for the private Zoom in a few days. And if you're currently like, what are you talking about? This Saturday, I'm teaching a 3-hour live workshop on Zoom where you can come with your partner. We're going to give you a workbook. I'm going to talk you through the three main areas of a relationship. I'm going to talk you through what it takes to strengthen your relationship. It's going to be a wonderful, rich, informative, and fun and powerful 3 hours together. And it's absolutely free, because in a few weeks, I kick off my 3-month program. Some of you have already said you're just waiting till the doors open. And I'll tell you more about that later, but for now, join me this Saturday if you can. And then I'm going to also be offering some other free classes with me, some open Q&As and more in the next 4 weeks or so. And the way to hear about those first and to make sure you can secure your spot is to get on the new obligation VIP waitlist. Click below to do that. Okay. You've talked about affairs, Cheryl. You've talked about different types of affairs. You've talked about the two people, the one who's been shattered by betrayal and the one who's been shattered by creating a betrayer situation. I want to give you this today. First of all, this is tricky. It's going to not be easy for some of you to hear, but no one can earn our trust. I know. We've grown up our whole life saying, earn my trust back. All someone can do, and it's vast, by the way, all someone can do is choose to act in a trustworthy manner. They can choose to be in their integrity. They can choose to change their behavior. This is very complex. This is a very short video of something I go much more deeply into with couples in my program that are struggling with affair recovery. About 10 to 15% of the couples that join my course each year, this is a key issue for them. Whether the affair has been yesterday or 4 years ago, or in one case, decades ago, it can still take some work on these three pillars of improving your relationship, your communication, your intimacy, your thrill and romance, and your sensuality. So where do we bring this all to a close today? I want to say from the bottom of my heart, very few things hurt as much as being betrayed. A betrayal where your partner lies to you about small things can cause a real trust disruption. But here's the thing, everybody. There is absolutely hope. I've been shown by couples like the one I mentioned just now with the 2-year affair, how one can rebuild to a new version of who you are post-affair. I do say that after an affair, your relationship is over. What I mean is the relationship you used to have is over because there's been such a disruption in trust. We now need to work through that, to understand it, to heal it, and move toward the next phase of your relationship. I sometimes call it relationship 2.0. Who can you be after? It takes a long time for some of you, but don't give up hope. I've seen incredibly courageous couples do beautiful work to learn to grow together and to forgive the past and to show up in the present with the beautiful, imperfect person each of us is. And by the way, it may surprise you, but I hope it reassures you. More than half of couples that go through an affair do stay together. They do stay married or common law if they're in a committed relationship. And please don't listen to popular culture or boneheads on inflammatory radio shows or even your friends who don't understand the complexity of this, who say once a cheater, always a cheater. There's literally no evidence that that's true. In fact, someone who's betrayed their own values and done something that they don't agree with, if they do the right kind of work, they're generally more trustworthy in the future than your average person. Okay, so I hope to see you Saturday. Click below. You can read a little bit more about that. It's no obligation. It's a free workshop. Dive in with me, and I'll take some time at the end to answer some of your questions as well. For now, take hope. Affairs can also be prevented, my friends. Most of the couples I work with, statistically, 75% or more have not yet gone through an affair. And part of my work is to affair-proof your relationship by better communication, more romance and thrill, and treating each other like the extraordinary human you actually both are.